Whether you're behind the wheel of a car or on a boat, drinking and driving is illegal. Wisconsin has been able to reduce alcohol-related crashes in recent years, but State Patrol Major Sandra Huxtable says there were still over 5,300 in 2011.
A total of 225 people were killed and an estimated 3,000 people were injured in these alcohol-related crashes. Had those involved followed the law, the crashes could have been prevented.
On state waterways, 23 people were killed and 80 injured in alcohol-related boating accidents. DNR Conservation Warden Todd Schaller says navigating a boat while drinking can be just as dangerous.
The dangers that are associated on the highway with drinking and driving are also the same dangers that people face out on our waterways when they drink and drive our motorboats.
In either situation, Schaller says 4th of July plans should include designating a driver.
A person who drinks and drives a motorboat, when they get to the landing, now becomes a drunk driver on our roadways. And if they designate a driver when they're coming to the landing to launch their boat, when they're on their waterway, and then when they leave the waterway, they'll go home safe and responsible.
Law enforcement officials are stepping up patrols for drunk drivers during the month of July. Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.